When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here, live on My Talk, and we are live streaming at MyTalk1071.com.
Hey, girl,
hey!
Jason Matheson with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, Kenny. Speaking of Alexis, Kenny and Dawn, how's our new board operator doing? How do we think?
We're having fun.
Yeah. It's great. She's doing great.
We're having fun off air conversations here.
Yeah.
Figuring it out.
7 o'clock, so friends, pulling the curtain back a little.
Yeah, we're all, well, now that I'm walking all over you, I was about to say we're all used to each other's rhythms, but
yeah.
Today we're not. Today we're
not. It's a weird day.
No, I love it. Alexis is learning how, as we say, to do the board, because Dawn's going to take our worthy and rightful vacation, so Alexis is sliding over to run the board.
There's been two software updates since, too, so
yeah, she
it's a whole new system.
Not only, I mean, the antique board, you know, there's different things that new computer programs that run the radio station are different.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh,
so,
wow. Well,
no, you
are. Got a great teacher here. So thank you, Don.
Oh,
absolutely.
No problem.
Yes.
Oof.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It is a Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I in the 6 o'clock hour, I told you about a town ball. And for a joke that Alexis would appreciate, I was surrounded by balls yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
I really, really was. And earlier in the day, I played golf for the very first time in my life.
What? When did you take a nap?
Wow.
I did not nap yesterday. It was one of those days where I went straight through and went from radio show to Jason show to golf shoot for the Jason show, home to eat quickly and take the dog's potty, then hit the road for Faribault to anchor the 5 and 6 o'clock news for Town Ball.
Then
came home, got home around 8:30, watched Real Housewives, scanned the internet for the programs, went to bed, woke up. I'm back here with you fine people.
Yeah.
So it was one of those days. But golf was so much fun.
I'm shocked this was your first time.
Yeah, it really was, Lex.
Hitting it at a range, or did you actually do a full...
I did a full, like, not a full lesson, you know, it's for television, but legitimate in the way, in as far as my legitimate curiosity and desire to do it. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of stuff for the show, as we say. I do a lot of goofy things and stunts and blah, blah, blah. This is one of the things that genuinely I want to do. I want to learn this sport, even at age 46. You can teach a dog, an old dog, new tricks. And my one of my best gal pals, Lisa LaCourcier, is a big golfer.
Yeah, she is.
So I want to be able to play with her. And we were at Braemar in Eden Prairie, which just went through a renovation. And they were so nice, and it was so funny. The guy said I did pretty well. I mean, I got about 20 minutes of instruction, and I got the ball in the air. And I think that's an accomplishment. The ball got in the air.
You got a good stroke there.
That's what I've been told. And thanks, Lex. And
I got you. Hey, did you putt at all, too? How's your putting?
My putting, putted very little. But here, and you'll see this on the story at the Jason show, so... I don't want to give it away, but I will tell you, we decided to make this a two-part story, and here's why. And I am not kidding. Lex and Dawn and Kenny see my hand raised. I swear on Dar's left hand, I had no idea, and this was caught on camera. I'm in a golf cart. Photographer Eric is shooting, riding with me, and he's shooting, you know, me being goofy on the golf cart, because I've never driven a golf cart. I have the affair with you, Lex, but on a golf course, I've never done it. I'm driving around the golf course, and I had no idea that there were beverage carts that drive around.
I used to do that. I did that. At Lake of the Ozarks for the summer.
Was a revelation. Asked me, I'm like, I pull up and Eric goes, I said, Eric, why is that young lady blocking? She has a different type of magical golf cart. I said, she has a magical golf cart. What type? And Eric goes, Jason, that's the beverage gal. And I went, what? The beverage gal? Yeah. And I go, is that a thing? And I pull up.
Yeah.
And she goes, can I get something for you? And I almost started to cry. I said, what do you mean? And I was joking. I said, okay, fine, a vodka soda with lime. And she goes, do you want one lime or two? And I go, oh my God, you're serious. I can have a vodka soda?
Yes. Yeah. Why do you think guys go away and golf? They want to drink all day.
Don, you said you did that, Don?
Oh, I made more money in tips gassing up boats on Lake of the Ozarks and being a beer cart girl on the golf courses in where Ozark is, you know, based on that lake.
It's the equivalent of the cigarette gal in the casino who walks around just handing out packs of cigarettes to us losers that are throwing away hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you tip her well?
A gift. Oh, of course. Always.
Yeah. Jason, did you tip her well?
Well, obviously I was working, so I wasn't allowed to partake.
You're like, next time.
Oh, for the love of God.
But when you see the piece, and I would encourage you, my reaction is not, as we say, for television. It was a genuine reaction.
That's going to get you into golf.
Of pure delight. You would have thought I saw the discovery of peanut butter or something. I was witnessing. I thought this is the best sport ever, ever. Mm-hmm. And I want to get. And then my competitor. What, Kenny?
I have a question for you. How's your, do you have self-esteem issues?
Of course I do. Have you heard me on this show? I mean, a woman called me thick at Lund's, and it's still in my mind. Go ahead.
And I also want to confirm you are in therapy, right? Maybe once
a
week?
I am in therapy, yeah, like once, twice a month, yes.
No, that's not going to be enough.
Yeah, do once a week like I need, do.
What's you're going to have to have your therapist on call and schedule a session every time you get off the golf course. Because this game will make you hate yourself. It'll make you hate yourself.
I love his take on that.
Hold that. I want to know why. I know. I'm with Alexis. I'm genuinely curious because I haven't been this excited about a hobby in a long time. And I want and
you
Alexis
didn't get the bug.
Well, and Alexis knows this side of me, and we'll take a break, and I want to hear why it's going to destroy me. My competitive nature kicked in, and all I wanted to do was do well, and it was frustrating me that
I wish I was there with you right now so I could give you a hug, my friend.
Well, let's take a break. Why this game will destroy me when we return.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. Tell me that you're coming.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. So, I was surrounded by balls yesterday.
Yeah.
Town ball last night in Faribault with Chris Reavers from Garage Logic. And but earlier in the day, I played golf for the first time. And maybe some of you can relate. Maybe some of you out there are some golf players. I've never played before. I mean that. And I really want to play. It's a hobby that I've been thinking about taking up genuinely for a while. My gal pal, Lisa LaCourcier, plays, and I want to play with her.
I want to play with her, too.
And I got out on Braemar yesterday. I got on the course and took like constricted because of television, but I took a 20-minute lesson from a golf pro, and I kind of got the bug. And then the bug bit me more because I realized and found out there are beverage carts. There are women driving around the golf course with vodka, and that's the best sport ever. Now, Kenny, before we went to break, I said all this. I was full of joy and happiness. And then Kenny, as he sometimes does lovingly, he pulled down his pants and he started to pee on my rainbow. And just a little dribble. And and you said that this game is going to crush me.
There isn't a golfer alive, Jason, who's listening to your story right now and totally, absolutely relating to you. Because how we all approached it. It looks like the funnest thing in the whole world. You don't necessarily compete against each other. You compete against yourself. And it looks like it's a lot of fun, but it'll make you cry, my friend. It'll make you cry. You mentioned the podcast, my buddy Joe, who's been...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Golfing since he was a teenager, quit the game last week.
Last week? Oh, how long do you think that's going to last?
Quit the game. Well, yeah, that's what we're mocking.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's
the other knucklehead.
Did he play a lot, or was that, that was
a
problem?
He was a teenager.
Yeah, but I mean, but during the week, and he just...
Three or more times.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Royce, who had been playing his whole life, had to quit the game because he hurt a pro. He hit with a ball from the tee.
No.
It went out, bounced, and hit a golf pro that was out ahead of him in the ankle and knocked the guy down.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Hole in one is what that is.
Wow. The reason I can so relate to you, Jason, because your story is my story. I was the same way. I really wanted to play with my friends. And it started innocently enough, borrowing clubs, going out, hacking it around, you know, realizing I'm not that great, so I would forgive myself. I'm just starting. But then it went from being kind of a fun thing to where I really wanted to be good. You want to break 100. So I bought my own clubs, spent a lot of money on really nice clubs, paid for lessons, 10 lessons with a pro.
Okay.
And this guy had me hitting that ball off the tee 200 yards and more, straight as an arrow. Just absolutely beautiful shots.
Wow.
You're like, I'm a natural.
Finish my lesson, finish my lesson, walk across the trail, go to the first tee box. I would tee up to that thing and hit it and slice that thing right into the woods over and over and over again. I could not hit straight off the tee box, no matter what, unless a pro was standing right next to me. And I did the same thing on that tee box that I was doing on the driving range with the pro. Completely destroyed me as a human being.
Oh, my God.
I did not sell. When I gave it up, Jason, I was 5 lessons into 10 lessons. And I gave it up right in the middle, didn't finish my lessons. I did not sell my clubs. I gave them away.
Oh.
And I have never stepped on a golf course since. I will not pick up a the only thing I thought, you know, I'm pretty good at this, was putting. Loved putting. Nothing more fun for me than
just
putting.
Just putting around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But especially teeing off, and then if, like, you're on a 350-yard hole, you get halfway, so you got to pick out what everybody else would pick out, like a 9-iron or a wedge. I'd have to go with a 4 or a 5-iron because I just could not hit it straight, could not hit it far. And you end up throwing clubs. You end up breaking clubs over your knee. You end up saying words and feeling emotions that you've never, ever felt before. And you get so mad at yourself that you want to punch yourself in the face.
Wow, so remember when you said he dribbled on your rainbow? There ain't no rainbow no more.
Yeah, this is torrential rain.
This is a downpour.
The secret, I believe, to this, and I don't possess, I do not have this within me, is to try to keep it as fun as the first time you play.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't, you know what? Don't take a scorecard with you. Don't keep track of the score. And just have fun. Like if you were playing,
go with fun people.
If you were playing frisbee, or you know, maybe you're not the best bowler and you bowl once or twice a year, and you half of them are gutter balls and you couldn't care less. You got to keep it fun like that, because when you go from it being fun and a lark and stupid to Sirius and you're buying Ping and you're spending thousands on clubs and you're a lot of balls
lessons
and you're really getting, and you got to break 100. I have to break 100 no matter what I do in life. My goal is this summer to break 100. It's going to kill you. It's just,
so basically the devil created golf.
I think the devil created golf.
Yeah, there he is.
The devil
comes the rain again. Oh, wow. That is really coming down.
Well,
thanks,
there
Kenny.
There goes my rainbow, everyone.
Lean on Lisa. Lean heavily on Lisa. Go with her. Is she super crazy competitive? Highly competitive? And
No, she's just... She's just good.
She's good. She's a good golfer.
I'm just looking out my window, looking for my rainbow, and it's totally gone.
He was so excited.
Yeah, no goals,
Kenny, what
nothing.
Have you done?
Yeah.
You've
wow.
got to go with people. And then there's this thing. There's all of these.
Wow. Kenny,
there's all
Kenny.
Of these rules, these unspoken rules that you don't know about in golf.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, he hates
the women's tee. The women's tees are in front of the men's tees. And if you duff it from your tee box and you can't, and it doesn't make it past the women's tee, you got to play the next one with your pants down. And then there's worm burners.
Who are you playing with?
You can't get the ball off the ground, and all you do, it's just a ground ball. You get mocked and made fun of for that. And it's just, I don't play it, Jason. I won't accept golf invitations. I won't pick up a driver. I won't pick up an iron. I'll sit in my office and putt all day
putting
is fun. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
You got to try and pull yourself out of this, okay? It's got to be hard. But when you walk around all mopey, that's called being a Debbie Downer. Nobody likes a Debbie Downer, okay? I mean, you got to snap out of it, Debbie.
That's right. I'm going to try
my life really took a serious turn for the positive when I quit golf and gave away my clubs.
This is
great. I mean, my life seriously really, really improved a lot when I quit golf.
I've played a lot of golf, Jace, and it was competitive.
It's too late, Lex. Lex, it's too late. He's destroyed it. He's
It was
systematic.
Really fun. I love going to the range. You just whack him.
You've got to keep it fun. I know you're competitive, Jason. You got to keep it fun, and you can't beat yourself up. So Royce, as a matter of fact, his slice was so bad, if he wanted to hit it straight down the fairway, he would approach the ball from the side like he's going to hit it to the left, hook it to the left.
And so that he could get it right down the fairway.
He would tee off like right to a parking lot or a road, and that ball would slice off and go straight down the fairway.
That's his technique.
You got to know your strokes
His
strokes are to the side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I had a rainbow before the segment. Now it's gone.
That's it. Don't even try.
I'm not
lean
even...
heavily on Lisa. You got to keep it
She's
fun.
She's kind of top heavy. Be careful.
That's right. She is. That's right. Well, now that I'm fully depressed, I'm going to tell you about
It's fun, Jeez. It's fun.
That's right.
You know, it's more fun? The Cat Video Festival.
Thank you, Dawn. That's right. The Cat Video Festival is coming up, and that won't ruin your life. It supports our charity partner, Bitty Kitty Brigade. Get your Chuck and Dawn VIP tickets before they sell out. It's August 12th. Presented by First Equity and a can of pet foods. MyTalk1071.com for more. We'll be back with Would You Rather next.
Now it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something besides soap and a towel that people take with them to the bath.
A duck.
An occupation that you...
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I think the young lady meant a rubber duck. I can't confirm, but I think she meant a rubber duck.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. It is 7:35 on the dot, and it is time to play one of our favorite games. So please play along with your family and friends. It's time for Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present
Would you rather?
Okay. Again, please play at home with your family and friends and frenemies. Here we go.
Would you rather
always, for the rest of your life, have to wear underwear that's two sizes too small?
Oh, no.
Or shoes that are two sizes too small?
Oh, no. If that's a choice, underwear.
Yeah, underwear.
Yeah.
And then I just take them off immediately when I get home.
Yeah.
Do I have to wear them? I just won't wear any.
Yeah, just cut them off. It's like sausage casing. You could do that. Plus, two small shoes are the worst.
Yeah, like, that's...
If you're wearing guys' underpants, you can, you know, open the barn door and...
Oh, right. Unroll.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, bring,
right.
So to speak.
Yeah. I'll do tight underwear as well.
Yeah, because we don't want to cripple our feet, you know?
No. Uh-huh. Even though that I have a weird kind of, I don't even know if it's properly an OCD thing, but I can't even have things in my pockets, like a wallet or anything like that. I don't like overly tight things. Oh, I get uncomfortable, but mm-hmm. I'd rather have tight underwear in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather
always have an itchy ear?
Oh, I feel like I already have that.
Always have an itchy.
Uh-oh, an itchy what?
Or always have itchy privates.
Oh, now you say that, my ear's itchy.
Well, at least you're privates.
Oh, my God. Oh. Always, like, when you're trying to do things.
Oh.
Always.
Ear, 100%.
Yeah, ear. Oh, it's so awful.
100%, Mr. Matheson, 100%.
Oh, because, yeah, down there, it's just not a good look, you know?
No, because you wouldn't be able to scratch it.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but, you know.
You just find a way, I guess.
Yes.
Nature
so, Kenny,
finds
you're
a way.
Going with ears?
Yeah, I'm going with ears.
Because, I mean, yeah, you can kind of explain away, but then if you're constantly digging in your crotch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guess you could blame it on your tight undies, but still.
Still.
Yeah.
I love that
two
Alexis
sizes
is,
too small.
I love Alexis is connecting the two would you rathers. Okay, here we go.
Would you rather
wake up in bed with a porcupine or wake up in bed with a skunk?
Oh.
Porcupine or a skunk? Oh.
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 Having been sprayed by skunks before.
Yeah.
I'm going with the porcupine.
Me too. I can just kind of slowly creep out of the bed and not make it mad. You know, just kind of drift out like a ghost.
Yeah.
Put the blanket between you or something if the spikes attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm doing the porcupine.
They don't spray anything, do they?
They just release their quills. They poke you, and then they like release them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll take my chances with the skunk.
Really?
You are? Really?
Oh, Alexis.
Oh, no.
You will stink. I'm not with Kenny totally. I haven't been sprayed, but Dexter was sprayed.
Yeah, my dogs
and
have been.
He smelled forever.
That's true.
Not get that smell off him.
Didn't I just tell you last week about a recent skunk encounter, Dawn? I think I did, off the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was working a field next to a dead skunk, and I couldn't get the smell out of my nose for 3 days. For 3 days, I was smelling skunk.
Oh.
Oh. 3 days?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that was just from smelling it. I mean, the thing was already dead.
And
I checked with other people. I said, do I smell like skunk? Because
they're
I
like,
smell skunk.
Okay, what have you been doing behind the barn?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm going to just get poked with the quills.
Yeah. Get poked, Lex.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
Get poked.
Can I get some pokey tacos?
Give me some
Go across the street and get some pokey tacos.
Okay, here we go. Would you? Okay, here we go. Would you rather have a tattoo of a toilet around your belly button?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That is so dumb.
I think I would. I don't even care about what number. Yeah.
Or
you can dunk stuff in the toilet.
Have a misspelled tattoo on your forehead.
Oh,
toilet. Flush that toilet. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sent
Put some
Lex
treats
one.
In there.
It was one of the guys from Jackass did a prank and on his friend who gave control of his body over to a tattoo artist, and the guy did a tattoo over his belly button, and it made it into a butthole. Like, so,
yeah.
And I sent that. And
yes, it's I remember.
It's still in my camera roll, and every so often I'll come across it, and I turn into a 7-year-old boy.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. It is hysterical to me. Anyway, perfect way to wrap it up.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
We're going to take a very small break. Stay right there. We'll be back after these words. When you could be blowing up, just with cellular, I'm never Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything The Lone Ranger. I'm Jason with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. It's kind of a animal. Well, it is an animal story.
Yeah. Guys, this is scary. I'm glad we're not in Long Island right now.
Long Island.
Okay. Long Island, yeah, Long getting Island. In a car. Well, maybe that's Boston, I don't know. Whatever.
It's fine, car talk.
You'd want to be in one because there's a bull loose.
In Long Island?
In Long Island, yes, and it's still loose. What? It escaped slaughter. So, you know, the Muslim holiday was just on Tuesday. Yep. Yeah. And so part of that is a bull sacrifice.
Okay.
And there were 50 people at this ceremony, and they're doing what they do when this 1,500-pound animal busted through the fence.
Yeah.
This was Tuesday morning. Hasn't been seen since.
What do you mean? It's just lost.
It's lost. And the police are on it. The community knows about it. Still haven't found him.
Oh, my God.
I checked
God.
This morning just to make sure.
Oh.
Yeah, luckily. Well, some people got injured because they tried to chase it down.
Yeah, well,
this is like running of the bulls, except on Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually shut down a portion of Sunrise Highway for some time.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where it was last seen, wandering through neighborhoods.
Oh, boy.
Residents took photos and posted on social media.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey.
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 It's
this is a bunch of
bulls.
They were going to kill me. I am on the run. Rescue groups are working now to track and locate it as well. But yeah, still, they're of course looking for footprints and the whole bit.
Even in the park,
they even had people on horseback with lassos
trying to
find him.
How great is
Good
that?
Good luck.
Still,
how are you going to wrestle one of those to the ground?
Here's a legitimate practical question.
Yeah.
You know, like if over the weekend, I forgot to tell you guys this on Monday. We had a bald eagle encounter at the cabin over the weekend.
Cool.
A baby bald eagle came in for not a graceful landing in a tree right above our porch, right above the deck off the lake house.
Oh my gosh.
And we heard it, the kerfuffle, and he had a fish in one claw that he would not release, and he was hanging upside down from a branch, and he was hanging there for about a good 20 minutes.
This is very dramatic.
Yeah. Did you get? I hope you got
20
a photo
minutes.
Or video.
He wouldn't let
I
go.
Got video. He would not let Good. Go of the branch. He was hanging upside down. He was a baby bald eagle,
and
he had his claw. He was holding the branch with one talon, and then he had the fish in another. And he was just hanging there. I think just taking it easy because it takes when they swoop down, it takes a lot of their energy to go to fish. So, and because he was a baby, he isn't real, real graceful yet. So we called the, and the reason I'm bringing this up is we called the Raptor Center, you know, because we thought he was
smart.
Injured because of the way that he was holding his, the way his wing was kind of hanging down. So we called the Raptor Center just in case he was injured. Well, he wasn't injured. About 15 minutes later, he was like, peace out, bitches, and and flew away.
Is that when the Raptor Center came and they were like...
Well, no, they didn't call, they didn't come yet. But okay. My point in bringing this story up with the bull story is, you know, when you're dealing with birds, you call the Raptor Center.
Yes.
If you are barbecuing some wieners in your backyard and you see a bull running through, who the hell do you call? I mean, do you call 911? I mean, do you call animal control?
Tell you what I do.
Who do you call? Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
From time to time, the neighbors, their cattle get loose. And what I've learned over the years is pretend you didn't see it.
Kenny, pretend.
Dawn, I have chased cattle for miles and miles and miles.
You got to get them back in the fence.
I'm not dealing with the neighbor's stupid cattle. You know, if you go on the left side of them to push them right, they're going to go left.
You don't even tell
them
that
you spotted
it. They're
the worst dumb animals on the planet.
You just
got to
get out. My sisters and I would get out, and we would herd them. We would get around and like coax them back into the fence where they got out. That's what you do. How dare you?
John,
he doesn't have time for that. No time for that.
I don't see a cow.
Well, here's what they did this morning, and it didn't work.
Oh.
They let Norma Jean out.
Who the hell is that?
Oh,
Norma Jean is the girl cow. They're trying to lure that bull out. He's in the woods there, scared and tired. And there's Norma Jean just like, hey, what's up, what's up,
her real name is Norma Jean?
Yeah, that's her name, yep.
Now, isn't it Marilyn?
Yeah.
No. Now it's Marilyn. She's transformed.
Yeah. Singing some happy birthday.
I wonder.
A little breathless.
I can't believe I'm asking this. Is it mating season? Are they horny right now?
Is that always?
Mating season 20. They're like humans.
Anytime, you put the bull in with
any
the.
Place.
Yeah. The cows go into heat, and that's when you put the bull in. It'll do it anytime. Just like real men.
Right.
Well, this one, they're not sure if he's castrated or not. So that might make a difference interested or not.
This is hilarious.
If he's castrated, he's not a bull. Then he's just
a steer.
Yeah.
Then he's just a steer. So he may just be a steer.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if they did a full investigation there. What's down there?
Oh, well, they did because the people who were going to slaughter it made sure it was a bull.
They made sure.
They have to have a bull.
Oh, okay. Then that should work then.
I love that if you search this on the internet, you'll see it on people's Ring cameras.
Running down the road. Yes.
Yes. It's like, there it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's the bull. Scared.
I know. That makes me feel sad, actually.
I don't like, that makes me sad.
Dawn, I spent a half a day one day driving around to the neighbors. Is this your cow? That's so and so's cow. And then finally found it, refound it, chased it into the proper spot, took up a half a day, almost had a heart attack from running and pushing it through the woods. So now on, when I see one on the loose, it's like, I didn't see a thing. Yeah, nice day today, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Well,
this is not a neighborly farm attitude he has right now. He's breaking the rules. You want to talk about rules in golf? There's rules to being a farm person, and you're breaking them.
I mean, couldn't you at least go halfway and say, I spotted it?
Yeah, call him up and go, I have to go to the doctor, but I saw it on Route 6.
Yeah.
Head north. My mom hit one time on the way to church. She came around the corner. With her car.
Oh, my goodness, Missouri. Well, we're getting a lot of reaction from all these
You've
stories.
Got mail.
Megan Lane writes, so Alexis, sometimes things do get better. Run free, bull, run. talking about skunks from our Would You Rather, someone wrote, Phil wrote, something else to fear dark water for. Skunks can swim. Did we know that? I don't think I knew that.
Oh, God.
Skunks hate water. They hate it. Yeah.
But no, they lack swimming... Okay, well, good, because they were making me afraid of water, telling me that they could swim.
That's what's going to make you afraid of water, skunks.
Well, I mean, it's just one of many things, yeah.
No, they hate water, trust me.
And Laura is telling me, ignore Kenny. She and her dad played golf, and it was one of the best things, and she thinks I will...
Fun.
Yeah, she said she thinks I will enjoy it. Abby writes in, I was a beer wench one summer, and it was the best job I've ever had.
I know, I probably made more money than I do here. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, people would give me $100
tips. Yeah.
Gassing up their boat. They'd be like, here. I mean, I was wearing
a
bikini.
You were in a bikini,
yes,
you?
I was. Well, and I was, well, yeah, beer cart was... I was cute.
Well, and Lisa, my gal, Lisa LaCourcier writes, she goes, take more lessons and we'll go play. So I got to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
keep it fun with Lisa.
I'm going to keep it. That's actually the name of her show. Keep it fun with Lisa.
She should have that show.
Oh, God. Please.
Keep it fun with Lisa LaCourcier.
Uh-huh.
That is a show. That's an overnight show on my time.
It is.
Second Chance Romance when we return.